You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Got to say, I love the temperatures, 49 degrees, but I hate the yo-yoing, and more yo-yoing isn't going to happen, yes?
Yeah, well, it's been about as yo-yoing as you could get here over the past week, with the extreme Arctic air mass of a week ago now to more kind of early spring-like weather here across the Corn Belt. Well, unfortunately for you, Dave, the yo-yoing will continue as we go through the next couple of weeks. Looks like a variable pattern here across the Corn Belt, as we do see temperatures at times warmer than normal, but then that'll be followed then by days with colder than normal temperatures. We do not see at the present time a set pattern, either cold or warm, over the next couple of weeks, but rather this kind of variable pattern. The areas that will be more set from a kind of a standard temperature anomaly will be the western portion of the country, as well as the plains. They will be biased warmer than normal over the next couple of weeks. But here in the Corn Belt, specifically Illinois, expect more of the same here. It is high variability, although we don't see any additional extreme cold moving in, such as what we saw a week ago.
Turn our attention to South America, particularly Argentina. Hot and dry there.
Well, hot and dry, we think, through Friday into Saturday. So another good heat wave developing across Argentina. But we do see that heat wave beginning to break over the upcoming weekend, and cooler weather beginning to work its way for the weekend and early next week. And that'll be accompanied by unsettled conditions. In fact, we are forecasting a 4 to 5 day window of unsettled weather across Argentina. Forecasting about 65-70% coverage of significant rainfall totals of 0.5 inch to as much as 2 inches across the Argentina corn and soybean belt, significantly boosting soy moisture reserves and bringing relief to this hot, dry pattern.
Yeah, meanwhile, Brazil, pretty much what you would want to have if you were a grower of soybeans down there.
Yeah, they've had just fantastic weather up to this point. A couple of dry spots here and there, but nothing of significance. And all in all, we see that favorable weather here continuing. I guess the only item of note would be for some early harvest progress in areas of Mato Grosso. Those areas will be seeing at least a return of more frequent rains that could disrupt the early portion of the harvest. But it's not of any major concern at this time.
A quick 30 seconds, if you will, on Australia. Interesting weather there.
Yeah, this summer has been, well, southern hemisphere summer. It's certainly been on the hot and dry side across Australia, especially the eastern grain areas, Queensland and northern New South Wales. Also, that area is big in livestock as well. November featured some rain activity, but December turned hot and dry. We saw some relief in eastern Australia last week, and now a return of hot and dry weather for eastern Australia. So they continue to see extreme weather, and that is depleting soil moisture reserves for their cotton crops, their sorghum and barley, as well as livestock there in Queensland and New South Wales.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.